Hello and welcome to your GCSE German Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most rewarding topics in the whole specification, lifestyle and well-being, or in German, Gesundheit und Wohlbefinden. This topic comes up in every single paper. Whether you're sitting your listening exam, your reading, your writing, or your speaking assessment, you will need this vocabulary and these grammar structures. So investing time here is absolutely worth it. Let's start with a quick overview of what this topic actually covers. We're talking about food and drink, Essen und Trinken. We're talking about sport and physical activity, Sport und Bewegung. We're looking at mental and physical health, körperliche und geistige Gesundheit, and we're exploring daily habits and routines, tägliche Gewohnheiten. Now, the reason examiners love this topic is that it gives you so many opportunities to show off your German. You can talk about what you eat, what sport you do, how you feel, and crucially, what you plan to do differently in the future. That last part is gold because it lets you use the future tense, which is one of the things that separates a grade 4 from a grade 7. Right, let's get into the core vocabulary. I want you to think of this topic in four clusters. Cluster 1, food and drink. The key nouns here are das Gemüse, vegetables, das Obst, fruit, das Fleisch, meat, die Mahlzeit, the meal, das Frühstück, breakfast, das Mittagessen, lunch, das Abendessen, dinner, and the verb you absolutely must know, Essen, to eat, and Trinken, to drink. Now, here's a tip. German nouns always have a gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. For this topic, learn the gender with every single word. Das Gemüse is neuter. Die Mahlzeit is feminine. Der Hunger, hunger, is masculine. Knowing the gender means you can get your adjective agreements right, which is worth marks in the writing paper. Cluster 2, sport and physical activity. The verbs here are your best friends. Schwimmen, to swim. Laufen, to run. Radfahren, to cycle. Trainieren, to train. And the phrase sich fit halten, to keep fit. Notice that last one is a reflexive verb. Reflexive verbs come up constantly in this topic, so let's spend a moment on them. A reflexive verb uses a reflexive pronoun. Mich, dich, sich, uns, euch, sich. So, ich halte mich fit. I keep myself fit. Er fühlt sich müde. He feels tired. Sie entspannt sich. She relaxes. The verb sich fühlen, to feel, is one you must know cold. Ich fühle mich gesund. I feel healthy. Ich fühle mich gestresst. I feel stressed. Cluster 3. Health and the body. Here we need gesund, healthy, krank, ill or sick, die Krankheit, illness, der Arzt, die Ärztin, the doctor, male and female, das Krankenhaus, hospital, sich erholen, to recover, and the fantastic higher level word, das Wohlbefinden, well-being. Drop that into your writing and the examiner will notice. Cluster 4, habits and routines. Täglich, daily, regelmäßig, regularly, manchmal, sometimes, nie, never, immer, always. These frequency adverbs are brilliant for adding variety to your sentences without much effort. Now let's talk grammar. There are three tenses you must use in this topic, and I want to give you a clear framework for each one. The present tense, das Präsens, is for what you do now. Ich esse jeden Tag Obst. I eat fruit every day. Ich treibe gern Sport. I like doing sport. Notice the word order. The verb is always the second idea in the sentence. So if you start with a time phrase, like jeden Tag, every day, the verb comes next, before the subject. Jeden Tag esse ich Obst. That inversion is worth marks. The perfect tense, that's perfect, is for what you did in the past. it's formed with haben or sein plus a past participle. Most verbs use haben. Ich habe Sport getrieben. I did sport. Ich habe gesund gegessen. I ate healthily. But verbs of movement use sein. Ich bin gelaufen. I ran. Ich bin geschwommen. I swam. Learn which verbs take sein. It's a common trap in the writing paper. The future, das Futur, is beautifully simple. Just take werden plus the infinitive at the end. Ich werde mehr Gemüse essen. I will eat more vegetables. Ich werde jeden Tag trainieren. I will train every day. You can also use the present tense with a future time phrase, which is very natural in German. Morgen gehe ich ins Fitnessstudio. Tomorrow I'm going to the gym. One more grammar point that's crucial for this topic. Modal verbs. These are the verbs that express ability, permission, or obligation. Können, can, müssen, must, sollen, should, wollen, want to, dürfen, may, or be allowed to. In the present tense, the modal verb goes in position 2, and the infinitive goes to the end of the sentence. Ich muss mehr schlafen. I must sleep more. Man sollte regelmäßig Sport treiben. One should do sport regularly. That phrase, man sollte, is incredibly useful for giving advice and recommendations, which is exactly what writing tasks often ask you to do.
Now, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. For the listening paper, this topic often appears as a conversation about someone's lifestyle, what they eat, whether they exercise, how they feel about their health. The key traps are negatives and qualifiers. Listen out for nicht, not, kein, no or none, leider, unfortunately, and eigentlich, actually. These words completely change the meaning of a sentence. A candidate who hears gesund and ticks the healthy option without noticing the nicht before it will lose that mark. Also watch for numbers in this topic. Calories, times of day, how many times a week someone exercises. These details are frequently tested. Jot them in the margin as you hear them. For the speaking paper, this topic is a gift. You can prepare so much in advance. Think about having a bank of opinions ready. Ich finde es wichtig, gesund zu essen. I find it important to eat healthily. Meiner Meinung nach ist Sport unentbehrlich. In my opinion, sport is essential. Ich glaube, dass Stress sehr schädlich ist. I believe that stress is very harmful. Notice that last sentence uses a das clause. That's a subordinate clause where the verb goes to the end. Ich glaube, dass Stress sehr schädlich ist. Examiners give credit for correctly formed subordinate clauses. For the photo card, describe what you can see, give an opinion, and then extend. If the photo shows someone running, you might say, Auf dem Foto sehe ich eine Person, die läuft. Ich denke, dass Sport sehr wichtig für die Gesundheit ist. Ich persönlich treibe dreimal pro Woche Sport, weil es mir hilft, mich zu entspannen. That's description, opinion, personal connection, justification, and a reflexive verb, all in 3 sentences. For the writing paper, the most common mistakes I see are these. First, using only the present tense. At foundation level, you need at least 2 tenses. At higher, you need 3. Plan this before you start writing. Second, forgetting adjective agreements. In German, adjectives change their endings depending on the gender and case of the noun. Ein gesunder Lebensstil, a healthy lifestyle, uses the masculine nominative ending. Eine gesunde Ernährung, a healthy diet, uses the feminine nominative ending. Third, word order in weil clauses. After weil, because, the verb goes to the very end. Ich esse Obst, weil es gesund ist. Not weil es ist gesund. That's the most common word order mistake in the whole paper. For the reading paper, use context clues. If you see a text about food and you encounter an unfamiliar word, think about what would make sense in context. Is it a positive or negative word? Is it describing a food, an action, or a feeling? German has many compound nouns, words built from smaller words.
Gesundheitsbewusstsein, for example, looks terrifying, but break it down. Gesundheit, health. Bewusstsein, awareness. Health awareness. You can often decode compound nouns this way. Right, it's time for your quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a short pause to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. How do you say I feel healthy in German? Ich fühle mich gesund. Did you get the reflexive pronoun mich? Question 2. What auxiliary verb do you use in the perfect tense with the verb laufen, to run? Sein. Ich bin gelaufen. Verbs of movement take sein. Question 3. What goes to the end of the sentence after weil? The verb. Ich esse Gemüse, weil es gesund ist. Question 4. Give me the German for one should do sport regularly. Man sollte regelmäßig Sport treiben. Brilliant if you got that. Question 5. What are the 3 tenses you should aim to use in a higher writing task? Present, presens, perfect, perfect, and future, futur. If you can also squeeze in the imperfect for habitual past actions, even better. And finally, let's wrap up with your key takeaways from today. 1. Learn your vocabulary in clusters: food, sport, health, habits, and always learn the gender with each noun. 2. Master the 3 tenses: present for now, perfect for the past, future with werden for plans and intentions. 3. Reflexive verbs are your friends. Sich fühlen, sich entspannen, sich fit halten. Use them and impress the examiner. 4. In weil clauses, the verb goes to the end. Every time. No exceptions. 5. In the speaking exam, prepare opinion phrases in advance. Meiner Meinung nach, ich finde, ich glaube das. These are your scaffolding. You've got this. Gesundheit und Wohlbefinden is a topic you can absolutely master.